USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing environmental issues at the White House on Monday. The president slams the Green New Deal, which is legislation that's supported by some Democrats. The president says the Green New Deal is a job killer.
Kill millions of jobs. It'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans and disproportionately harm minority communities.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says the president's strategy towards Iran is having an effect on the nation.
I am here to tell you today, President Trump's maximum pressure campaign against Iran is working.
Bolton speaking there at the Christians United for Israel summit in Washington, D.C. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 116 points to close at 26,806. The Nasdaq lost 63 points. The S&P down 14. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein was charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan and creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. Epstein has pled not guilty to the charges. Democratic Congressman from California Eric Swalwell is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race. Swalwell's campaign failed to really gain any traction, and he is a close ally to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Swalwell says today marks a new beginning.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is forming a bipartisan commission on international human rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists. Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights.
Speaking at the State Department on Monday, Pompeo says the bipartisan panel will review America's human rights role in foreign policy. Tucson Sector Border Patrol Chief Roy Villarreal is defending his agency's performance as they try to manage the influx of illegal aliens and asylum seekers at the southern border.
We do our best, but we've simply been overwhelmed. And to assert that there are concentration camps along the southwest border is absolutely absurd.
Villarreal was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Democratic lawmakers in Congress have accused DHS and Customs and Border Protection of holding illegal border crossers in unsanitary and inhumane conditions. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is signing a bill into law that makes New Jersey 9/11 first responders eligible for accidental disability pension.
Our message today is crystal clear. We remember, we honor, we act.
The governor reminds us,
we now know that the air at Ground Zero posed just as much a risk as the tangled remains of two once proud buildings. The 9/11 attacks have taken their toll on the health of too many of these heroes.
The bill is to be named after Clifton, New Jersey firefighter Bill Reese, who helped at Ground Zero following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.